in the United States.
That's fucking... I didn't realize India was so goddamn big.
How do you not know this?
I mean, I know China's up there, but India, fucking
dude,
shit.
Dude, I think India has a billion people.
Okay.
And here's what kills me about India. They got a billion people, but you don't see any kind of Olympic team that's getting medals. They should be crushing over there.
And you, like, and they have that many people, and they're not doing... They don't hear much besides, like, I don't know, call centers and, like, horrible fucking tragedies with, like, fucking tsunamis and shit.
Well... You know, a hell of a lot of culture has come out of India.
I
don't want to just point this out to you because you don't hear a lot about it there. But there's an enormous amount of the world's culture that has come out of India. They really, it goes to show what happens with the overpopulation thing. Sorry, Catholic Church, but too many people can cause a hell of a lot of problems. Now, as far as I know, they don't know what started this power outage. I'm going to believe that a cow... kicked over a lamp and started the whole thing. Thank you, Chicago. It happened in Chicago. And the weird thing is, you know, Molly's is in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
And my caca lives there, and he has a barn, and he won't put electric in it. He's always like, well, I better light the lamp so the cows don't get scared at night. I go, if one of those fuckers...
What is he doing?
...kicks over that lamp...
Get that shit wired.
He won't do it. He says it looks prettier.
You know, you can get some nice fucking lamps that look like fire, but they're electric.
Our own Fez Watley has major problems today. We're going to get to him in a couple of minutes. It's one of the first days I've ever seen him come in here not being ready to rock and roll. So something's going up in his head. I don't know whether it's India. I don't know whether it's the swim team behaving the way that they are.
Mm.
Every 4 years, we expect our swimmers to dominate.
It's a clusterfuck.
We expect our gymnasts to dominate.
Fucking
we
New
want
York
our
guy.
Volleyball girls to dominate.
When that doesn't happen, fucking everything gets thrown off. The fucking goddamn men's gymnasts, they fucked up. It's fucking up my goddamn Olympic fantasy.
By the way, the Iowa Mollies.
Yeah.
Slam. The people of Iowa were slowly but surely going to become to love the Ron Barrington Cupcake.
They better.
I'm going to give them weeks before they act like this is the greatest thing I've ever eaten. Who's the genius that came up with this flavor combination?
It's on the cupcake, Ron Barrington.
Here's what pisses me off, dude. If fucking Flavor Flav didn't have that name first, that would be me. And I'd be walking around with a giant clock around my fucking neck.
Maybe just go with Flavor Man. Like Future Man, but Flavor Man.
By the way, I had Flavor on the show many, many years ago when I was in Florida. And the clock that he had wasn't even working. It was stopped. So I said to him, I go, Flavor, your clock isn't working. And he said, and I'll never forget this because it was one of the great sayings ever. He said, just because the clock stopped don't mean time stopped. And I was like, yeah, that is true.
That's deep.
It's not like someone's watch doesn't work, so everyone's frozen. Yesterday's Unmasked, honestly, one of the best ever.
DL is fantastic.
DL Hughley is
fucking great.
Really one of the most thoughtful, bright, loves to be controversial guys, loves to give you a scenario that you don't believe that there's, you know, that you've already made your mind up on. Then he comes back with it, and you're like, all right, I don't agree with you 100%, but yeah, you're making a lot of sense right now.
Yeah, that's a good point, DL. He's
easily the type of guy that if he wanted to, could be selling watches in the street, and people would be like, all right, I just got... Because he moves very, very quickly.
I know it's a knockoff, but I still kind of want it.
And he... But he's, like, extremely well-read and, you know, all self-taught. And then street smart, which is my favorite combinations. I don't like when somebody leaves part of it out. I hate when you run into a college professor who doesn't know how to fucking catch a bus. You know what I mean? And then, of course, you can't be completely street because then you have no idea what the news is. And again, I'm going to point this out and pass it along. Just because the clock stopped.
Yeah.
Don't mean time stopped. So that's on Friday. And then the next week is Roseanne. Getting a lot of big